This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. After refusing to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the election in November, President Trump says he is not sure the election can actually be honest. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The president said it's a scam.
Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody.
He told reporters if America votes this way, it can't be honest.
They found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. It was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no history of a coordinated voter fraud effort for a national election.
Whether it's by mail or otherwise.
Wray says to change the outcome at that scale
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Wray says voter fraud is on their radar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Activists in Louisville, Kentucky, and other U.S. cities have been out again chanting Breonna Taylor's name and marching for a second night after a decision not to charge the officers with killing the black woman. Police in riot gear blocked roads Thursday night, but kept their distance as the crowd streamed through the streets in Taylor's hometown. They gathered in cities like Philadelphia and Rochester, New York. Authorities and activists alike are wrestling with the question of what comes next. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher pleaded for calm after peaceful protests turned violent Wednesday and a gunman shot and wounded 2 police officers. More than 3.5 years into his presidency and 40 days from an election, President Trump is launching what aides term a vision for health care, heavy on unfulfilled aspirations. Mr. Trump spoke Thursday at an airport hangar in swing state North Carolina to a crowd that included white-coated mask-wearing healthcare workers. This is VOA News. China, Russia, and the United States have all clashed at the United Nations over responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic. They traded allegations about who mishandled and politicized the virus in one of the few real-time exchanges among top officials at this year's COVID-distanced UN General Assembly meeting. The sharp exchanges reflected deep divisions among the 3 veto-wielding council members. Those disputes have escalated since the virus first emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan. The remarks at the UN Security Council came just after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres criticized the lack of international cooperation in tackling the out-of-control coronavirus. South Korea says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has apologized over the killing of a South Korean official who may have crossed the disputed sea border while trying to defect. It's extremely unusual for a North Korean leader to apologize to rival South Korea on any issue. South Korea's presidential office said Kim, in his message of apology, called the incident unexpected and unfortunate. South Korea earlier said the man disappeared from a boat monitoring unauthorized fishing. It accused North Korea of fatally shooting him and burning his body in what may have been an antivirus measure. South Korean officials have condemned the atrocious act and pressed for North Korea to punish those responsible. Globally, more than 981,000 people have now died from COVID-19, while there are more than 32.1 million confirmed infections. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, though scientists continue scrambling to develop a vaccine that will protect the public from a pandemic that has killed nearly 1 million people worldwide.
AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot and Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer of Johnson & Johnson, say that they recognize that the coronavirus emergency demands increased transparency from vaccine developers to ensure the public has faith in the end product. They stress, however, that there are limits to the information they can release because they must protect patient confidentiality and the integrity of their scientific research. Soriot says ultimately the public will have to trust regulators around the world and the independent experts that oversee drug trials. Zaria Shackley, London.
Rio de Janeiro has delayed its annual carnival parade, saying the global spectacle cannot go ahead in February because of Brazil's continued vulnerability to the pandemic. The president of Rio's League of Samba Schools was announcing that spread of the coronavirus has made it impossible to safely hold their traditional parades that are a cultural mainstay and, for many, a source of livelihood. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.